Sarah, what else do you have for us?
I've got another sort of medical story, a story about the Black Death. Researchers have for the first time mapped the genome of Yersinia pestis, the bacterium that causes the Black Death. The Black Death was the plague between 1347 and 1351 that killed up to 30 million people, which was 50% of the population of Europe at the time. Now, this bacterium is still around today and it continues to cause cases of bubonic plague, which is the other name for the Black Death, although not with the same virulence or on the same scale that it did in medieval times. Why is this? No one knows for sure. One possibility is that the more ancient forms of the bacteria carried mutations or genetic changes that could account for the more aggressive behaviour. To find out whether this was the case, McMaster University scientist Kirsten Boss, together with her colleagues in Germany, the US and Canada, looked at bacterial DNA extracted from teeth collected from four victims buried in a 1348 plague pit in East Smithfield in London. And the DNA that they recovered from the teeth was in pretty poor condition, having been broken up by the passage of time into many tiny fragments. But by making millions of copies of the individual pieces and then using a computer to work out which bits overlapped with each other, they were able to reassemble for the first time the complete genome of the chromosome of the 14th century strain of the bacterium. The big surprise for the scientists when they compared the Black Death strain with its milder, currently circulating counterpart was how few differences there were between them. The results from the London victims show that by the time of the Black Death, the plague bacterium had only recently emerged in the human population, perhaps only a century or so before the Black Death occurred. In fact, owing to the close relationship with strains from across the world, the scientists think that the spread of the Black Death plague was the first main dissemination of this bacterium globally. So if the Black Death strain of the bacterium is so similar to the Yersinia pestis isolated from plague sufferers today, why was the outbreak in the Middle Ages so devastating? At the moment, the scientists don't really know. It's clear that the bacterium is essentially the same, so something else must have accounted for the increased past virulence. It may be that those who died historically had a genetic vulnerability to the bug. Social or economic factors may have played a role as well. Perhaps a second different infection was co-circulating alongside the plague, which boosted its transmission and virulence. We don't know. Maybe perhaps even climate or even the behaviour of the vector, the fleas on the rats that spread the disease, had a role to play. These are the questions that are going to be needing to be addressed next.
Thank you, Sarah.